بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My respected elders and brothers, we should thank Allah Rabbul Izzat who has given us this great wealth of Iman and Islam. That Allah has given us this great wealth of Iman and Islam is not because of our intelligence, capability, richness, poorness, the color of our skin, the language that we speak, or the country that we come from, or anything from our side. Allah has given us Iman, that is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look in history and we see the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their family was deprived of Iman. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam is giving da'wat for 950 years. His wife, his son are living with him. And the wife is deprived of Iman, the son is deprived of Iman. Lut alayhi salam, his wife went one step further. Not only she was not prepared to listen and accept the da'wat of Lut alayhi salam, she should help the people to do wrong. So Allah has no relation with His creation whatsoever in any form or any way. And on the other hand, we see the person who paid and the one that did the act of the assassination of Hamza radiallahu an, Allah gave them both Iman. They caused so much of pain, they caused so much of heartache to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but yet Allah wished Iman for them and Allah wanted them to be blessed with Iman. They had got Iman. So Allah got no relation with us. Who obeys Allah, who follows the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is going to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This La ilaha illallah, that Allah is the doer, Allah is the maker, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the provider, Allah is the nourisher, Allah is the controller, that everything is happening because of Allah. We're seeing so much ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cow is eating green grass and giving us white milk. The ship is floating and staying above the water and it's not sinking. And yet you put anything into the water, immediately it will go to the bottom of the water. La ilaha illallah. That only Allah is doing. Allah is taking out the sun. Allah is putting the sun down. There is no one that is there that if we wish that the day must be longer and now it is getting colder, so we say, no, we want longer day. Can't happen. Okay, no one is there. There is no power. There is no might that will able to increase the time or decrease the time. La ilaha illallah. Whatever is happening because of Allah. My respected elders and brothers, that things that are happening in the world, if we see, this is not something new. That if we look in the time of Makkah, when Baytullah became empty of amal, what happened? When this Baytullah, that even now it is the month of Hajj, and the people are getting ready for Hajj, Allah take us all inshallah, also for Hajj. You say Baytullah, Kaaba, Makkah, everybody is ready to hold it. Everybody wants to be in this place. But how come? But yet this very same place at one time, only in the Baytullah was 360 idols. And then around Baytullah, how many idols? So how did it end up like this? What happened for Baytullah where Allah's wahdani, that the oneness of Allah, that Allah alone was worshipped and no one else. How did this place end up with so much of darkness and zulmat and oppression? When the amals of hidayat stop, then the darkness is going to flood. Now, what was the solution to the problem? Baytullah needed to be cleaned. Baytullah needed to be liberated. Baytullah needed to be freed. What did Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam do to empty this place, to get it back to its pristine condition, where everyone is making sujood to Allah? What was the recourse, and what was the effort behind this? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got his nubuwwat, and the effort of Dawud started. There was no plotting and planning and strategy that how we're going to get help from outside people, how we're going to get bigger armies, how we're going to do this. No, nothing. Simple. From person to person, to give dawah of La ilaha illallah. And when this started once again, then immediately the people of Batil started standing. And the oppression on the weak and vulnerable increased. And Sumayya radiallahu anha, they are torturing her. And Allah had given her and gave her the good fortune of being the first person to meet, to be a shaheed. So they started this dawah, and now everybody is standing and it's going on. My respected elders and brothers, the condition of the ummah will only change in one way, if we follow the Nabi and what they did. If we do, it's going to change. Nothing else. There's no other system. There's no other way. Whenever zulmat and oppression and darkness increased, then Anbiya was sent and they did this amal, these amals, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition to be, Makkah became such a place where 2/3 of the then known world came. Umar radiallahu an is become Khalifa, and 2/3 of the then known world came into the rulership of the Muslims. So how come those people that nobody wanted to rule over them, no one wanted to take charge over them? Why? Because they were a liability. There was no asset, there was no benefit from them. And they didn't have much means, and they never have much know-how. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a period of 23 years, Allah made them shine. Allah made them rulers. Umar radiallahu anh is taking the goats out to graze. You go with 10, come back with 8. Go with 8, come back with 7. His auntie is getting cross with him and telling him, Umar, what work are you going to do? So low job. To be a shepherd you can't do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reads, makes effort, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make effort on him, and Umar radiallahu an becomes the Khalifa. So how come? What happened? This amal of hidayat is not something light. Dawud, talim, zikr, ibadat and khidmat are the amals of hidayat. When a person will bring this in his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use him as a means of hidayat. If a masjid brings it into the masjid, then Allah will use that masjid as a means of hidayat. If a house brings it, a family brings it, Allah is going to use them as the means of hidayat. These amal of dawah, talim, zikr, ibadat and khidmat is the amal of hidayat. My respected elders and brothers, that when the house of Allah became empty of amal, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emptied the streets. When the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became empty of amal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emptied the businesses. When the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came empty with amal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emptied the homes. We very well, most of us experienced it. Or we know of people who went through it. Where Muslim communities were living around the masjid, and eventually, by one person's statement, they had to move and the masjid became empty. We saw them in the 80s and in the 90s. We saw them. Beautiful masjid standing, but no amal in it. You can't go to read salah there. Because you were the wrong color, you couldn't go and read salah in those areas. What brought the change? What will change the ummah is amal. When amal started coming back, then in those places there was no masjid, Allah brought masjid alive. Those old masjids that they emptied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought people and read salah. If once again we come back to the masjid, if we want our streets to come full, we want our businesses to come alive, we want our homes to come alive, then we'll have to make the masjid alive. The amal of hidayat has to come back to the masjid. When the amal of hidayat will come back to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that masjid as a means of hidayat for the whole of mankind. So my respected brothers, this effort of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going from person to person, speaking to them about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it requires a sacrifice. Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood, they learnt it directly from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they gave everything so that deen can go to the four corners of the world. Today we're sitting 10,000, 12,000 kilometers away from Baytullah, and we are talking about Allah and His Rasul. This is not just happened. It's not a mistake. It's an effort. It's a sacrifice. That how we are going to change Maulana Osman from Amzinto, he always says this anecdote, he says this thing. He says, the father was trying to put a puzzle of the world right. He was putting it, trying for a long time, and not coming right. Eventually he got tired, he went away. And then his son came there, and a short while and his son got it right. The father asked the son, but how you managed to do it so quickly? I was so long trying to put the world straight and make this puzzle, it couldn't come right. He said, no, I took my photo, I put it in the back, I put myself right, the whole world came right. We are looking at everybody else, that this one must change and that one must change and this person must say that and that person must say that. No, my brothers, we have to change. If we will change, if we will make the effort to become a better Muslim, to bring better deen into my life, then everything else will come right. A person that is looking through yellow glass, whatever he sees is yellow. And if he changes the lens, then it will become green. If we start looking with the eyes of hidayat, and we start looking at the eyes of amal, then we see how things will change. We'll have to give sacrifice. Sahaba radiallahu understood this, and they gave the sacrifice. Today we are enjoying it. If we want deen to last in our generations, if we want deen to go to the four corners of the world till the end of hidayat, we'll have to give the sacrifice. It is not the effort or the job of a selected people. Every person who will read La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, will have to give his time. He'll have to give sacrifice. So my respected elders and brothers, we are urged. Everyone knows the condition of the world, locally, globally, what is happening. And what Anbiya did was simple. Da'wat, ta'aleem, zikr, ibadat and khidmat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed unfavorable conditions to beautiful conditions. So my brothers, who is ready to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive again? Respected elders and brothers, Jamaat for 40 days is getting complete. We need brothers to finish this Jamaat. Who will make niyat inshallah from the area or themselves inshallah will get ready to complete this Jamaat. Local Jamaat for 40 days. Those brothers that are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 days, 40 days, come closer inshallah. With the ayat bayan will take this. To read the Ishraq Salah, to read two rakats of Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our days inshallah. Follow it up for another two rakats inshallah, Allah will make it easy for all of us. JazakAllah.